woods and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Wild Michigan, I'm Duran Martinez, second hour of the show. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up the podcast there and view our fine friends at Darton Archery, Michigan's own Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, lucky-buck.com. Get your lucky buck out there. You can do that year-round, especially right now after these bucks have been running themselves ragged. They need a little bit of a boost. Lucky Buck Deer Mineral not only helps with antler growth, but helps recharge their system and the much-needed minerals that they miss out on chasing does all during the rut. And, of course, it's a great attractant as well. You find out all your information as to where and how you can use it at lucky-buck.com. And Costa Sunglasses as well. Appreciate them joining us here on Wild Michigan. So we went a little heavy on the ice fishing in the first hour, being very optimistic. And guess what? We're going to go a little heavy on the ice fishing right now with our good friend Brian Brosdahl joining us. He's getting ready for the St. Paul Ice Show, which we really, really need to cover one of these days. And we probably, hopefully in 2017, will make it a point to be one of the many shows that we actually get out and enjoy and probably do some recording at in person. But Bro joins us right now on the road. You're in like Iowa? It's like American Pickers all of a sudden with you?
Yeah, actually I'm on a county road in Iowa, and you never know if you're going to get signal back. So I pulled over on the side of the road. You might hear semis, but we're keeping it real, right?
Right. That's how we roll here on Wild Michigan. But Minnesota, go ahead, bro.
Well, you know, in Iowa, visiting for ice, and as we're driving down these county roads, there's all kinds of little potholes in the prairie, surrounded by prairie grass and trees, and they got little oases here that I'm sure hold a lot of big panfish.
Well, you know, and that's something that we're hoping to get some ice here. We had like 50 and 60 degree weather this week. I'm not going to jump off the global warming cliff. You know, look, it's cyclical. We have these years. You know, as a kid, Time Magazine reported that we were heading towards our next ice age. Okay, still waiting, but which I'm sure you wouldn't mind.
There's been many times that we've been walking on ice early in November, and always by Thanksgiving. This is the latest I've ever seen. Even in the northern part of the state, all the lakes are open, and some of the swampy lakes that some do have fish, some of those got skinned over with an inch to 3 inches of ice. But hey, I want four before I go, because that's the Department of Natural Resources recommendation for ice.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, 4 inches is safe. I'm not that 2-inch guy that likes to go out, the guy on 2 inches of ice. That's not my thing. You know, no, plain and simple.
No, here's the thing. Even if you're a light person, you get that margin of error and it goes right out the window if there's some irregularity. So keep it safe. Four is what I'd recommend. And you know, there's some of those crazies that'll snicker at that, but have at it. I'm not interested. I want to go on 4 inches of ice, and then never go without your spikes for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Spikes. So, you know, and we talked about this, bro. We talked about this in a previous segment on the show, how important good quality safety gear is. Again, I will equate this to bow hunters, because I am one where a lot of bow hunters will spend $1,200, $1,500 in their bow setup and spend $39 or $69 on a cheap tree stand. Now, what the hell is going to keep you safer? Come on.
Well, yeah. Oh, man, you got to strap yourself in a tree, because it's relaxing out there. And if there's no deer running, you know, it's a good time to take a nap, and you fall and things happen. But on the ice, safety is important. And that's why this year I'm excited, because, you know, we talk about wearing life jackets and all that stuff, and there are some suits that claim they float, but they have no certification. Well, now Frabel has the iFloat suit, and it's Coast Guard approved, which is awesome. I could use it in my guide boat. It's just one of those deals. If you do go down, you want it approved. I mean, they could just throw the suit in the water and say, well, yeah, it floated, and then put that on the stamp it on the package. But it also has self-rescue, which is the spikes on up on front. So if you do go through, you know your spikes are right there, and you can climb back out. Plus, the suits have flow-through water vents. So if you do have an accident and you go through the ice and you come back out, the water flows right out of it. It's an unbelievable suit. It's ergonomic, it's warm, and it's pretty cool looking. And you'll find them at a lot of your local shops that that do carry that. And I'm excited about it. It's all the safety all in one, and it's pretty cool.
You know, bro, speaking of Brian Brosdahl here on Wild Michigan, a gentleman that's been with us for probably the whole 10 years we've been doing the show, talking about ice fishing and fishing in general. You know, there's a lot of importance that goes into these floating suits, because even with spikes, bro, there is the possibility that we render ourselves unconscious and are unable to pull ourselves out. You know, that's...
Well, yeah, if you get an inflatable and it's got the dissolving pill, well, if that doesn't dissolve, and you're done. Plus, there's the reflex thing. When you hit the cold water, you'll gasp and take water in. Well, this suit's designed to hold you and keep your head above water. And did any of the other suits do any of that? No, they don't. I mean, finally, that's why it took so long for Frabel to come out with one. They wanted to make sure it was legitimate and it was the right deal. And I've seen the prototypes, and I like this. It's not you know, Michelin man, like you're wearing tires. It's comfortable, and you know, everything's all in there. The only thing you have to bring now is I bring rope in case you got to pull your house behind you, or if you're safe and you do the safe things, there might be someone out there that you need to help out. And I've helped out a lot of people on the ice, and I've pulled people out of cars that I've gone through, and you never know when you might be needed.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, a lot of us like to fish alone. You know, a lot of us like to go out by ourselves, and you know, and I understand that too.
Oh yeah, it's fun just to get out. And there's times when I'm guiding and I've got eight people, and there's times that I just want to get out and just whip up on some fish, and it's a blast. And that's what Heather always asks: are you going to be searching today, or are you going to go fishing? Because she likes the fishing part, not the searching.
Right, and you have a tendency to drill a lot of holes to make sure that you're finding fish, and you know, and that's just part of it. What are some of the other things that Frabel's worked on for the year? I mean, you post, if you're following Brian Brosdahl or Bros Guide Service, or you know, all the things that he does, Frabel is putting out a lot of gear right now.
Oh yeah, they got the Bro Series sidestep house. It's a house where you go up the side doors so you don't step over your heater or your electronics. But I got one that fits in an SUV. It's not super tall, but it has a huge amount of room, so you can use longer rods. You can have hole configurations that are really creative, and it's over 20 square feet of fishable space with two swivel seats. But it's a footprint that fits in an SUV, and it's insulated, and that's a sidestep house. But I also have a pop-up. There's a sea of pop-ups, and most of your pop-ups pop down when the wind blows. If you don't have the straps down, this one, you could move the whole house trying to push it in. It's rigid because it has 11 millimeter poles, heavy fabric, insulated, and a great footprint, 8x8. Don't have every size known to mankind, but it's awesome. And then the Bro Series rods, I have all kinds of different combos, and you don't see them in at every vendor, but some of them do carry most of them. And, you know, from 18 inches, the micro lights, to the 28-inch walleye, 32-inch medium light walleye. There's rods for everything, and a lot of them are armed with a Bro Band, which is a live bait tethering device, cork handle, and titanium eyes. The straight line reel, Frabel straight line reel. You see all these new ones out, and they're fancy, but it still has the best features. It reels 22 inches of line every one turn, and it. Free spools the bait down, and it's the most affordable priced one.
All right, Brian Brosdahl. Hang on, man. We're going to talk a whole other segment with you. Speaking with Bro, find him on our League of Experts, if you will, wildmichiganradio.com.
Hi, this is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez here on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Pick up the podcast there and get a hold of us directly if you have questions. And we've answered a couple of them here on air, and happy to do so whenever we can, as fast as we can. And we try and get as much information out to you as possible from the best people in the industry. One of those is Brian Brosdahl, pro staffer with Fraybill for many, many years. Also with Northland Tackle. And bro, you have been very instrumental in designing tackle throughout the course of the time that we've known you here. I've been involved with Northland. And they just never cease to amaze me with some of the things that they come up with. I mean, their plastics for ice fishing and the Bro Series, you know, the Bug Line and everything else has been, you know, a great help to me. But you tell me now. See, I usually always have to wait a year to find out what these things are that you're working on. You tell me you're working on something, but I don't get to see it. But now I get to ask you about it.
Well, you know, the cool thing with Northland is they're really fast when I come up with designs. It's amazing how fast we can get things done there, and very organized, fun guys to work with. And I got to tell you something. This year we have a really cool design. It's called the Forage Dart. The dart, it's a jig, a wider faced jig that shows up in your electronics, but it has a treble hook at the bottom for the belly biters. So you can imagine all the things you could do. You could hang a minnow on the back or a minnow head on the treble hook. And it just works really well for panfish. You know, perch and crappies come up from the bottom to attack, and almost every fish you catch is on that treble hook. But you got the big jig head hook on the back. You can hang plastics. And, you know, hanging something on the back helps it glide forward. If you don't put anything on the back, it seesaws down. But it's really cool. You get some really cool shapes still out of lead. There's some new tungsten designs, the Mighty Mouse. These are all part of my designs here. The Mighty Mouse is really cool. It's got the larva, buggy eyes, but it's tungsten. Now, there's a lot of fans of tungsten, but we got to remember, lead is still legal, and tungsten's 30% heavier, but it doesn't mean that you can, you know, it's going to be a big deal in shallow water at less than 20 feet. So let's not all get on tungsten, because fishing would be very expensive. There's a time and a place. I use tungsten in certain situations. And I like lead, because lead you can make so many shapes out of. In tungsten, there's only so many existing shapes out there, and you got to solder the hook to it. I just want to say that I love lead still, and I'm not afraid of using lead lures. You get two lead lures for the price of one tungsten lure, and call me I'm an ice fisherman. I might be a cheapskate. I like to get multiple lures and have a couple extras. But another one is the bling jig. The bling jig is... it's a jig that's got a flicker spinner underneath and a flat bottom, so it darts forward. And this year we got those in a couple sizes, and not the real small sizes yet. Of course, this is the first year out. Yeah, that stuff all comes later. But check those out. And then, you know, the flutter spoon in some of the paint jobs with UV. A lot of Northland Tackle has UV on it, and UV's hot. We've seen it win tournaments on Erie. We've seen it catch panfish and walleyes when they wouldn't bite at anything else. So Northland's really doing well. And then plastics, the impulse plastics. Two new shapes I'd like everybody to check out is the skeleton minnow and the water flea. These are two new shapes I brought in. The bluegills just annihilate the water flea, and the skeleton minnow is excellent for everything, and also crappies. But the cool thing about the skeleton minnow, it's got a bloodworm tail and a ringworm head. So you could actually, if you wanted to, you could break it in half and use it. Then you got two new baits that don't exist anywhere else. But so just a sampling of what's out there. Also keep an eye on electronics. Hummingbird came out with a big screen now. The Helix 7 has its own carrying case. It has a GPS. You could put a Michigan chip in there, so you could have a Michigan Lake Master chip, highlight the contours and fish lakes you never fished before. Plus, it also has all the things you need for a sonar and ice deucer, flasher, everything you need to go fish on the ice, but you can use it in a boat. It's a really cool unit, and you'll see those out there. Then AquaView is another thing that I'm going to be talking about today. It's got high-definition cameras. The Micro Series, if you go to any tournament, everybody's got a micro camera now because mm-hmm. you can see the fish. And when they're biting on your hook, sometimes they don't have the hook just yet. Well, with the AquaView, you can wait till that barb disappears in their mouth, then set the hook. You get 100% hookup ratio.
Yeah, I tell you, I've got the AquaView. I think it's a 2 that I have with the black and white screen. But, you know, I think I'm ready to graduate now. I'm ready to go to the bigger screen and something that I can wear around my neck and see in full color.
Oh, that and those are just awesome. In a bigger size camera, they have the 700i, which is super high def. And I actually got a chance to use it 2 weeks ago after the sunset. And all the other camera companies, including some non-fishing cameras, were blank. You didn't see anything. After dark, I could still see the color of the weeds and the stripes on the bluegills and the color of their fins after the sun set. So this is going to be amazing for those turbid waters where you can't see very well. And I'm excited to use it in some darker lakes or even after dark when the walleyes move in, you could actually watch them. It's a bigger unit. Yeah, you could use it for open water. You could troll with it because it's got a, you can get a fin for it. It's a real long fin, so it doesn't vibrate at high speeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really cool. You're going to see this, and there's a lot of excitement about that for not just the ice fishing crowd, but the open water professional walleye tour, and the bass guys are excited about the high def to be able to see fish from a long ways away.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really, really cool addition. You know, sometime down the road, I'm not sure when, but I would definitely like to get a hold of something. I want to get back to the Northland Impulse minnow real quick, bro, if I could. I'm looking at the body of that. Of course, you've got that upper body, which is kind of a more solid and rigid, but towards the back, it's almost like a beaded back end with a tail and almost like reticulated to really give it a lot of action.
Oh, it's got amazing action, and the crappies just scoop it right up. The bluegills, everything just attacks it, and it's scented, and so you could go out, and there's a lot of times I don't even put any bait on. The impulse scent is great. You know, if you get into a school of crappies, sometimes you got to set the hook fast or they'll gut hook it, and same with the perch. But when the bloodworms are coming out of the bottom, there's no better bait to use because that tail has that bloodworm look to it, but the top of it's easy to hook. Some baits, when they get really micro in size, are very hard to hook because they're so small, and it's when you're out there on the ice, it's hard to hook some of these small plastics.
Absolutely, Brian Brostal. Bro is our guest here. Bro, you want to hang on a couple of minutes?
Sure.
I'll take you for a third segment if you don't mind. Love talking with Bro because he's got a road show going on. Want to find out where he's going to be in Michigan and who he's going to be talking to. Got a feeling I'll be there somehow. Stick around. More coming your way. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors, thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host all over the Great Lakes State. Glad to have you here on the Michigan Talk Network, or if you're listening on podcast, we appreciate it a great deal, and it's been a busy year, man. I know I've said that ad nauseum, and I apologize, but it's been crazy. My wife and I, we got married in August. We've been to Alaska. We've been doing these shows all over the country and trying to keep Wild Michigan up and running, and to be back in the studio has been rather difficult, but when we do, we try and grab the best people we can, and we're looking forward to a great 2017 where we can really sit still and focus on what's going on here with the show. And we would like to hear from you, what you want to hear as far as guests, topics, and the like. You know, we're happy with what we have, but we would like to make you even happier to be a part of this whole thing. This is 10 plus years in the making, and it's your show as much as it is ours and everything else. So let's move forward now and go back to Brian Brosdahl, who's been on the road. He's in Iowa getting ready for the St. Paul Ice Show. And you know, we like when we get you here, man, there's not a second of peace for you. And I have to commend your lovely wife, Heather, because she is with you by your side, helping you throughout all of this.
Oh, absolutely. She's a saint, and she's the one that makes, you know, actually makes me go fishing. When I got a little list I like to get done, she's like, you should probably get out and go fishing. You know, she always pushes me to go fishing, and she supports the tournaments and everything else, so it's kind of a dream. You know, and here's a crazy thing. Here's a kicker, too. She hates shopping, so she doesn't like spending money or shopping, and so I kind of make up for it. But anyway, no, she's awesome, good supporter, and she loves fishing. She says she never wants to be a pro. She just goes fishing with her husband. So when we do tournaments and they go to interview, she just said, I had fun. Don't ask me about what we did. I just, you know, go along with it. And we've had some really crazy tournaments where, you know, we've gone through rapids with my Ranger boat and bass tournaments, several sets of rapids. We've been on the Great Lakes, Erie, Detroit River. It's mm-hmm. one of her new favorite spots, and that's all she talks about. She can't wait till she can go back there. And you know, I don't know if we're going to get Erie to freeze, but if it does, I definitely want to be there right away, because that's a one of a kind. There's nothing else like it. And then a lot of different areas. So Michigan is definitely on our hit list. And boy, love the state. There's so many places to go. A lot of great resources.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice that you know, you say that coming from Minnesota, and like you said, the opportunity to ice fish for you guys is usually about 5 months out of the year. Right now, you still have road construction going on. Those guys aren't happy. Your ice anglers aren't happy because you don't have ice. You're talking people off the ledge.
Oh, absolutely! You wouldn't believe it. We everywhere we go, I just tell people, hey, instead of 5 months, you got about just under 4 months, and it's like, that's a long time. Where do you get that kind of season, you know? But they're really excited. People who ice fish, men and women who ice fish, they're one of a kind. They live for it, and I live for it, and I love it, and I can't wait till I can go. The best boat control is sitting on the ice, because you don't have to worry about anything, any waves or any of that. You know, all your only foe is the wind. Cold is not your foe, because you can be out there. We got the warm Fravel houses, the suits and everything, but ice fishing is fun, and you're so close to your fish too. You're not drifting and pitching into the distance or using planer boards. You're fishing a fish that's right under your hole, and it's really unique. And that's the cool thing about being in a cold climate. And that's why everybody that I meet when I travel through Michigan loves ice fishing. It's such a unique sport, and we're lucky to have it.
Now, you said with one opportunity missed, another one opens up, and get, you know, having put your boat away probably would not be a good idea, because you can still get out and, one, fish, two, find some of the places where these fish will be holed up.
Oh, absolutely. And you know this would be a time too to look at AutoChart, which is on hummingbirds. You just hit a button and it starts mapping. And if you got these little lakes that have no maps, or they got a real basic one, you start going across there and you kind of mow the lawn. You just circle the lake and drive. When you hit a piece of structure, you move around a little more. This records everything and gives you a map, and no one else sees it. You have it. You download it. You can archive it. And I'm excited about it. Now, next year, they're coming out with some units that have mapping capability, and then side imaging, down imaging, mega, which is just off the charts. It's unbelievable. You can see the fins in the shadows on the fish, which is going to change how we fish. It's just awesome. But right now, get out and, you know, check out your spots. Do a little ice fishing from the boat. I'll even take my Pro Series rods out there, and I'll fish under the transducer of the boat, and be a good guest when you're running a boat, and bring a hummingbird for your friends, especially the person in the middle, because they have no transducer to fish under. They can't see their lure. They could just throw the transducer over the side of the boat, it's self-leveling, let out enough line and fish underneath it. You can see the fish, you can see your bait, and that's a really neat thing is just to bring your ice fishing stuff with you in case you have some guests on the boat so they can use it too.
Absolutely. Brian Brosdahl is our guest here on Wild Michigan. The opportunity to find, you know, because we're losing some daylight, we're losing some weeds, and there's still going to be some pockets that those fish are going to start heading to because the oxygen is there. And, you know, it's a place that once the ice comes, you'll know right where it's at because you can either graph it or you can, you know, use old school with maps.
Absolutely. And wasn't that long ago that I used to dig through files and maps to find my information out. Now I can just go to my phone and look up stuff online. It's an amazing thing. And it hasn't been that long, you know, even since cell phones existed. It's an advanced society. But get out there now, because not just to scout your ice fishing spots, but you can find new ones that you haven't been on before. And remember, whitefish spawn when the water dips below 45, so you might be able to find some big walleyes, some large pike, muskies, you name it. Wherever there's whitefish in lakes and tulipies, those things kind of go into the weed beds to spawn. And your biggest fish of the lake, follow them in, because that's their favorite snack. Is a fish that has no spines on their back. So just that's something you could be doing right now. There's a lot of preparation in the fall, and finding hard to soft bottom edges where the mud meets the sand or rocks. These are great spots, not just for early winter, but to archive for later, because that's where your big jumbo perch are going to head to, because then they can feed on insects coming out of the mud, plus the bait fish that sink to the basin. And don't forget, crayfish go really deep also. I had a crayfish out of 47 feet of water snagged on my hook the other day, which surprised me. And they're going to go wherever they can. And if there's light down there and they can see, they're going to go. And so a lot of stuff down there for them to eat. So whatever the light is in that deep water, or whatever kind of fish or whatever kind of baits down there, that's going to draw fish. And some lakes are shallow. If there's healthy weeds, they're going to go to it. In other places, they'll go deep.
Brian Brosdahl is our guest here. Find him at our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can find the link at our Meet the Experts page and a link to all his, what Bro is up to. So looking forward to seeing you here in Michigan. Real quickly, about a minute left in the segment. Bro, I know one of the stops. Is it the ultimate fishing show you'll be making your way to?
Yeah, that's a fun place. And we get to talk about ice and open water, and I get to meet everybody and talk to them right there. And we'll announce the dates as it gets closer. Keep an eye on that. And everybody I met there, just great. I love being there, and it's a great time here because right, you know, from that show, I can go ice fishing on a lot of bodies of water, or hit the rivers are usually just loaded with fish.
Absolutely. Well, dude, every time I see you there, you're swamped, but you always take time to say hi, and I appreciate it. And you know what? We're going to hopefully head to St. Paul in 2017. We'll definitely see you in January at the Ultimate Fishing Show. And as always, man, appreciate your time here on the show.
Well, I'm glad to help you out and talk to you. And I just want to do a shout-out to everybody. If you have any questions, just give me a shout. Look me up on Facebook or tweet me. And be glad to talk to you.
All right, Brian Brosdahl. All the links are on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, here on the Michigan Talk Network.
Make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Durant Martinez. If I can make a Luke Bryan, right there. Love Luke Bryan. Nice guy, man. Had the opportunity to meet him earlier this year at the Archery Trade Association show. We're kind of standing around looking at each other. He looks at me, he says, "Hey, dude, selfie." I'm like, "Well, right on. What am I going to do, say no to Luke Bryan?" Absolutely not. Appreciate everybody joining us here in our 10th year. We are Wild Michigan, working on year number 11. And looking back on this year, it's been a very, very busy year. Of course, we did the Archery Trade Association show. I believe it was in Louisville. This is what a blur this year has been. We you know, traveled to the Archery Trade Association show back and then go to the SHOT Show, which was in Las Vegas, the Bassmaster Classic this year, covering that, doing that show. And then, of course, wedding to my beautiful wife, Sarah Marie, in August, trip to Alaska. Again, man, shoestring budget on all of this. If you want to know how to do things on the cheap, call me. My number, my email, everything's listed on the Wild Michigan website, wildmichiganradio.com. Look, these weren't extravagant trips by any stretch, but they were all good trips, all good things for us to learn by and to gather some information and bring it back to the show. Thanks to our good friends for this show. Kicked it off with our good friend, let's see, Brian Brosdahl was in the first hour. Also, Ed Shaw and Steve Berry at the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Center. And again, if you've never been up to Cadillac, up to Lake Mitchell, you need to stop by the Hunting and Fishing Center. Ask for Ed Shaw, Steve Berry. Again, he's usually around there doing something. These guys are educators in the finest sense of the word, and they surround themselves by some of the finest educators in the state. These basically are not teachers per se. They are people that have lived the hunting and fishing lifestyle, and they bring what they have learned, what has put them into positions that they are in, and they bring those things that they've learned to you hands on. And that's why we're very proud to have them as friends and to have them here on the show, because they are very passionate about it. And the Michigan DNR is able to put that in front of you, the citizen of Michigan and people, you know, just driving through. It's a great opportunity to learn and to see things firsthand, hands-on, a lot of times at a very, very inexpensive price. And I know we had one of our listeners email in and want to know about the rod building and the steelhead fishing seminars. That's the place, the Carl T. Johnson Hunting and Fishing Education Center up in Cadillac on Lake Mitchell. A fantastic facility. Greatly, greatly love those guys and appreciate them being here. Norman Smith, we mentioned Norm a lot, a very good friend of mine for a lot of years here, originally from the Diamonddale area, living up north now and still taking time to teach some folks. And got underway with our good friend Chaz Thompson of Schmoe's Brewery there in Grand Rapids, a member of the USA ice fishing team, and the beer engineer at Schmoe's. So, you know, the opportunity to speak with him and talk about what happened in the Ukraine. And even they had some tough times with ice. So our friends listening in Minnesota, and we get a few of them over there, bro is talking people off the ledge, man. Instead of 5 months of ice this year, you'll probably get four as we run into a bit of a slow time. But again, that's just how things are going, you know, weather-wise. It's probably cyclical and nothing to get terribly upset about, okay? I know there's probably more to it than that, but for the most part, we're probably going to get some ice. You might have to go a little farther to enjoy the fishing, but we're going to get the opportunity to do that. So all those folks, appreciate them joining us. And, you know, we had the opportunity to speak with Doug Roberts earlier in the year. Doug with Conquest Hunting Scents in a Stick, like Evercalm and VS1. Those guys have been on fire this year, not only with their TV show on the Sportsman Channel, but with the new products they have coming out. And for 2017, it looks like Heat Seeker will be one that's going to be huge as well. The opportunity to pick up where a doe in heat may be in your area just by picking up what's floating around in the air. Well, when we find out more about Heat Seeker, when we see it firsthand, we will definitely keep you involved. But there's so much going on this year as we wind down 2016. A good year personally, a difficult year for the show just because we've had not a lot of time to spend on it. But we are, you know, making sure everybody's taken care of. Our family at Darton Archery, our very good friends and family with Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, also Costa Sunglasses, have been very instrumental in bringing you this show this year. Looking forward to some new things for 2017 as we get ready to embrace the new year and the many other new things that fill up our Facebook feeds and our time at work. So again, if there's something that you'd like to discuss with us, by all means, find us on Facebook. WildMichiganRadio.com is where our website is. You can follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/WildMichigan, at Wild Michigan on Twitter. And I think we've got an Instagram account too that we haven't really done much with, but you know, working on it. We haven't had much time to get out in the outdoors. And we want to see how your deer season has been. It seems to me it's been pretty, there's been some really good bucks taken, and we've seen a few pictures of those. And if you've got those you want to share, by all means, go to the website, wildmichiganradio.com, send them to us so we can post those pictures on the website and on the Facebook page. And if you've had a lousy season with deer, let us know as well. Let us know where you're at and how maybe CWD has affected your deer hunting in your area. We know that another deer has been found recently here just around Thanksgiving time. Deer number 8 or 9 was found to have tested positive for CWD or was suspected of having CWD, and it's going to be looked at, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to confirm the fact that there was CWD in that deer. And, you know, again, another place to be watching in the state of Michigan. Minnesota is having an issue with CWD for the first time now. Two deer in the southeastern portion of the state tested positive for chronic wasting disease, which brings CWD for the first time in that area. Now, the deer here in Michigan that I was talking about was in Eagle Township, very close to where we had the buck poll this year at the Wacoosta General Store. Good turnout. We had, you know, we only had about 8 deer, but they were good quality, mature bucks, and about 100 people showed up, and it was a great time. But difficult times right now because of CWD, and again, another one harvested in Eagle Township in Clinton County, suspected of CWD, and we will still be looking into that. And be sure, please, by all means, have your deer checked. If you are in one of the hot zones or even one of the areas outlying, there are mandatory deer checks. They're not going to take your, you know, antlers. They're not going to take, you have the opportunity to have your deer caped out by your taxidermist, or you can do it yourself. They need specific parts of the brain to test. Okay. You'll be able to keep your deer. And like some people have said, the DNR is happy with anything they get. Although it's mandatory, not everybody's going to do it. All right, I wish you would, but not everybody's going to do it. But please take into consideration how much this is going to help with research and how we can hopefully shore up this disease and end the spread of it. Okay, I don't think we're going to get rid of it completely because we really haven't found out a way yet. But that being said, we hopefully will be able to find a way to maybe get it out of the system, get them out of the bloodline of the area. But it's going to take a lot of work. And hunters in Michigan, it's going to take your participation working with the DNR as well to get this done. So there's my CWD rant for the thing for the day. Again, website, wildmichiganradio.com. I'm Duran Martinez taking you through the final days, the first part of December, winding down 2017, looking for a year of new gear, new fun, maybe some new friends to bring to the table here in sponsorship, but very happy to have the ones we have now that have been taking care of this show, many of them from the very beginning. And it's great to be able to bring this to you, man. It's been a fun time for me the past 10 years. It's been difficult in spots, you know, questioning, honestly, do I want to do this anymore? Well, you kind of get over that after a while. We still like to do the show, and Alex Clark has been a great big part of it. My voice guy and very good friend, Chris Tyler, has been a big part of this show for the past 10 years as well. So many contributors to the show, many we still talk to because the information keeps coming. People like Lance Valentine, Doug Roberts, also Brian Brosdahl, David A. Rose, 4 of the biggest contributors to the show with their wealth of information, and they'll continue to contribute as long as we keep finding new stuff. They'll be bringing it to you, and you know, if there's something you want covered on the show, by all means, contact me. Website, wildmichiganradio.com. Thanks also to my good friend Mark Farner for allowing this great piece of music here called Funk Stang. Good friend of mine, Mark Farner, of course, formerly of Grand Funk Railroad. Ted Nugent, major contributor to the show. Man, we are just blessed beyond belief. Have a great one, everybody. Appreciate it. Get out in the Michigan woods and water. Go hunting, fishing. Take the kids with you, please. Educate them. They're the future of outdoor sports. Let us know what's on your mind. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can find us here every weekend on the Michigan Talk Network, 24/7 on the website. Love to hear from you. Thank you guys very much. Ladies as well, kids, everybody. I'm Duran Martinez. This is Wild Michigan.